My brothers and sisters, I would like to talk about joy today. First, joy in the Lord, and second, joy of the gospel. And of course, other priests and deacons can focus their homilies on the message to repent and to keep the commandments. And I think those are important too, my brothers and sisters. I'm not telling you to do whatever you like. Keeping the commandments, just like what's St. John said in the second reading today, is very important because that's how we are known as children of God. But perhaps my ministry in the military as a chaplain and as an active duty priest had reshaped and have re-transformed my outlook into life. 90% of my counseling and interaction with airmen, with soldiers, with sailors, with Marines, with service members, many of them don't have any faith at all. They don't have any religion. They don't have any spirituality. They raised up. They were raised up in families that really said that they believe in God, but really never practiced the faith. Or they were raised up in such a way that they resented against what their family believed or had lived, because their family or their past have hurt them so much. So many of them are lost. Therefore, they have become joyless. So they seek the things of this world. Once they're free from their family, they think that they can do whatever they want in order to make them happy, in order to make them seek pleasure, satisfaction, riches, powers, or the freedom that they never had before. One way or another, they're lost. They're joyless. And so that's why for them, the joy or the happiness of this world seem appealing, alluring, and as well as captivating. But those things can only work for them in only a small moment, a short moment, especially when they begin to face crisis, when they begin to recognize that this world is not perfect and human beings are not perfect. And when those crises happen, so the crisis of life, the crisis of faith, the crisis of identity, a crisis of self-worth, a crisis of mission, a crisis of purpose, a crisis of who they are deep from within. And at those moments, the joy or the happiness of this world cease to exist. And that's why the joy of the Lord need to be more important. And we have heard numerous times, my brothers and sisters, that the biggest and the fastest growing group in America and the Western world are nuns, people who have no religion, no faith, no spirituality, and they're growing faster and faster each day. And of course, we can talk to them about repent, don't go to hell, or this and that. But how many of them really going to appreciate or open up themselves up for dialogue, understanding, and pursue faith when if we approach them with those message? We cannot immediately teach people about faith, about God, if we come to them in that negative, condescending, and as well as shame-based and guilt-based approach. We have to talk to them about the joy of the Lord and the joy in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, what does it mean to have joy in the Lord? Are you really joyful right now? Or are you bitter, resentful, angry, and become hypocritical of other people who do not share the same thing as you and I? Being Christians is very hard, and that's why the joy of the gospel and the joy in the gospel, that we find the good news of Christ Jesus, that he had died, rose again, had won the world, need to change us first. Are we joyful people, or are we sad, negative, resentful, critical, and judgmental people? The joy of the Lord and the joy of the gospel have to change us deep from within, my brothers and sisters. If we're not joyful, then we cannot bring other people to the Lord. If we're not joyful, then we will push them away. And if we're not joyful, my brothers and sisters, then we will become full of ourselves, even though we hide behind the fake self-righteousness and whatever we want to prove ourselves using faith, using religion, using scriptures, using church reading. The joy of the Lord had to change us first, my brothers and sisters. See in the gospel reading today, after their encounter with the Lord Jesus at Emmaus, he appeared to them and they were startled. They were overcome with fears. They still doubted, but he gently opened their eyes and reaffirmed to them who he is. My brothers and sisters, it's okay to have doubts. It's okay when our young people question their faith or are lost at times or if they have nothing else. But we must not let those things push us away from the Lord and push them away from us being kind, being gentle, being persistent, and being joyful in sharing the Lord with them. The joy of the Lord had to change us first, my brothers and sisters, just that he had been persistent and adamant and gentle and kind, but truthful to who he is in our life. The joy of the Lord make us, my brothers and sisters, no longer focus on ourselves or being held back by fear, by shame, by guilt, but truly by the freedom we find in him, the freedom to live as beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, at disciple of Christ Jesus, an instrument of the Holy Spirit, the freedom to share that good news of the gospel to other people so that they may come to know him, follow him, love him, and once they have loved him, they will repent and change their life. If we use shame and guilt, they will never fall in love. Shame and guilt can only work so much. We have to teach them how to fall in love with the Lord. We have to teach them that it is joyful to live in the Lord. We have to teach them that there is true freedom found in the gospel. And true freedom means that sometimes we have to say no to certain things in order to say yes to someone who loves us. Say yes to something that's greater. Say yes because we love him. My brothers and sisters, oftentimes we have forgotten how to preach the gospel with enthusiasm, with tenderness, with kindness, with truth, with persistence, and with love. We begin to criticize and point fingers at each other, but at the end of the day, we have done nothing to bring other people to the Lord except ourselves. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I invite you today to really contemplate what joy we have in following Christ and what joy we have in letting the gospel change us deep from within. That he had won the world and he had been faithful to us. Even in the first reading, my brothers and sisters, we being reminded throughout this whole week that even when trial and tribulation, when hardship happened, the disciples never lose their joy because they know who they are, who they belong to, who loved them. They continue to be joyful in the Lord and to preach the gospel even when they were faced with persecution and were faced with so many hardships. They were joyful in the Lord and in the gospel because they understand with their heart, not just with their mind. They understand with their whole being of who they are, who they belong to. This is what our young people need today, my brothers and sisters. This is what many of the nuns need today, my brothers and sisters, that we share the joy of the Lord with them. And in that joy, they know the good news that how much he loved them, how much he loved them until the very end to die for them. And his love won the world, won over the evil of this world. He rose again and lived with us forever. Therefore, we are the resurrection people, just like I said last week. people, of joy people, of hope people, of love. Teach our young people, my brothers and sisters, to fall in love with the Lord. And this love will change them deep from within. How they wake up, how they go to sleep, and the decision they make each day. We have to teach them and encourage them to fall in love, to stay in love, to persevere in love. And we have to remind ourselves too, love is hard, but we must persevere. We must commit ourselves each day, and that's what repentance is. If we have strayed away, if we have gone away from the Lord, change our life, walk back to Him, and allow His love to change us deep from within. Fall in love with Christ, stay in love with Christ, persevere in love with Christ, and allow the love of Christ to change myself, yourself, ourselves, my brothers and sisters. May the joy, the peace, the love, the hope, and the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus be with each and every one of you all, and as well, help us to preach the gospel to those who are lost, those who are joyless, those who are hopeless, those who are in need of our tenderness and our love, so that they can know Him as well.